Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and every day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. Let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about a growing hunger for the Word of God. Some years ago, the California Milk Processor Board had an idea. This board is a nonprofit administered by the California Department of Food and Agriculture. The board worked with an advertising agency to create one of the most memorable ad campaigns in history. It asked the simple question, "Got milk?" Their mission was to increase milk sales and to make milk more competitive in the beverage market. The ad campaign used celebrities from actors to athletes, even a former United States president, all who displayed a milk mustache after drinking a glass of milk. You know, in the New Testament book of 2 Peter, there is a verse which says that the nourishment of the Word of God should be desired, just like a baby desires milk. Here's what it says, 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. "Therefore, rid yourself of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good." If you've ever been around a newborn baby, you know that they crave milk. Without this nourishment, the baby will cry. In fact, without the nourishment of the milk, the baby will not survive. The Apostle Paul uses this contrast to teach us how important it is for believers to crave spiritual nourishment. Of course, he is speaking of the Bible, the Word of God. He says, "By it," that is, by the Word of God, "we will grow up in our salvation." It seems pretty basic, doesn't it? I mean, we know that Christians are supposed to read their Bibles. It's nothing new. We've heard this all before. But the important question is, are Christians reading their Bibles? Are they growing up in their salvation? Unfortunately, statistics show us that this is not the case concerning those who call themselves Christians. In fact, a recent statistic said that of born-again Christians, only 18%, that's less than 2 of every 10, read the Bible every day. 23%, almost 1 in 4 professing Christians, say that they never read the Bible. So if it's true that the majority of Christians are not reading and learning from the Word of God on a regular basis, there must be a deficiency in our discipleship. Our spiritual growth must be stunted. We are not being changed into Christ-likeness. We are not growing as God would intend. I believe the key issue here is desire. We must have a desire for the Scripture. It's through the pages of the Bible we come to know the author. And my prayer is that we would develop a hunger for the Word of God, because we have a hunger to know God personally. I pray that we would become like David, who wrote in Psalm 119, verse 97, "Oh, how I love your law! I meditate on it all day long." If today you find yourself with little desire for the Word of God, there are some things you can do. First, you can pray. Admit to God what's in your heart. Begin to ask God every day to give you a hunger and a delight for Scripture. It's what the psalmist did in Psalm 119, verse 18, where he wrote, "Open my eyes that I may behold the wondrous things out of your law." I truly believe this is a prayer that God will answer. I believe God will develop in us a hunger for his word. We'll begin to experience a taste and a craving for the Scripture because our time with God is satisfying and nourishing. Imagine with me for a moment, what would happen if we treated the Bible like we do our cell phones? What if we carried it around in our purse or pockets? What if we flipped through it several times a day? What if we turned back to get it if we forgot it? What if we used it to receive messages from the text? And what if we treated it like we couldn't live without it? You and I are so blessed to have access to the very words of God. Let's make it a part of our daily lives, and if we do, it will be a lamp for our feet and a light for our path. And here's today's challenge. If it's been a while since you have consistently read the Bible, let me encourage you to begin in the New Testament. The first four books are called the Gospels. These books include eyewitness testimony of Jesus' life, ministry, miracles, death, and resurrection. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. You can learn more about discipleship by visiting 5minutediscipleship.com. And if this podcast is a blessing to you, please help us spread the word by hitting the share button on your podcast app and share it on social media, or text a friend or family member and invite them to listen in. I hope you have a wonderful day, and until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.